Hey, come on. I'm always led by the Spirit. unction supernaturally. Let this natural world, I am ever fruitful, never barren,
never
unproductive.
I never stumble.
Neither am I ever confused.
Because light is in me.
Sickness.
Alright, but what is the hope of a believer? Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15 that if in this world alone we have hope, then we are all men most miserable. Alright, so please allow me, you know, say a few things this morning. You know, these are those moments really where all our confessions come to them. Alright, when men say there's a casting down, you know, we've been quick to finish it for the pastor to say there's a lifting up. Now, all of a sudden, nobody wants to quote a number of verses anymore. And we've replaced a lot of Bible verses with let us face reality. We've replaced a lot of Bible verses with can you not see what's going on? We've replaced, we've replaced a lot of Bible verses with faith has corresponding action, or faith without works is dead. But you are the one now defining what works are. Works for you, if you're not careful, is unbelief. Alright, balance, please understand this. Balance is not an equal amount of faith and unbelief. Alright, so when most people hear the word balance, they think it's an equal amount of faith mixed with an equal amount of unbelief. No. Acting on God's word is balance. God's word is the balance. Alright, rightly dividing the word of truth is the balance. So, with what we're dealing with right now, and I want you to hear me wherever you are so that we can explain this. Because what we're dealing with is not correlated. So I'm going to explain this thing very, very, very well this morning. And as much as I've tried not to, and I don't want to make a whole message this morning about corona, that's why I'm starting that way. Because what we're dealing with is not corona. Alright? I might want someone's attention there. Don't think I'm about to say something very prophetic. I'm very religious. So what we're dealing with is not corona. But I'll still say something about balance. Balance, you know, for some is that equal amount of faith and unbelief, but no. Balance is understanding the corresponding action that your faith requires at a particular point in time. Alright, the word corresponding action that we've talked over the years is action that corresponds. So you can overact, you can underact, but there's a particular action that goes with your faith. And so while for one particular person, your faith says, get up from the hospital bed and tell the doctor I'm fine, and then you are fine. Someone that's in the hospital bed doesn't tell the doctor I'm fine. The person needs to just say, I want to eat by faith right now. Same ailment that may happen to them, but there are different faith levels are requiring different faith actions. Faith has action. Alright? Faith has action. So all those things must be clear to us. There's the action of faith, but the action must correspond to your current level of faith. Excuse me. The action must correspond to your current level of faith. And your level of faith is not determined by unbelief. So you, like I said, this prayer just brings out a lot of things we've shared or said over the years. We've said things that your words will always locate you. Right? We've said all those kinds of things. So at this particular time, what comes out of your mouth? Alright? What comes into your thoughts? What are the biggest, most dominant thoughts in you most, you know, of the day? So I'm hoping that serves as a minor introduction, but I said something that I want to properly and officially, you know, kick in with right now. But like I said, I don't want to make the whole of today's message about coronavirus, because what we're dealing with is not coronavirus. It's not really about that. As I said, I'll explain, it's not a prophetic word. Yeah. The issue is not corona. The issue is our defined relationship with sickness, disease, plagues, and all of that. This is getting me very well wherever you are. So the issue is not corona. What do I mean? It's today that it is corona. But while we are facing corona largely globally, so it's defined as a pandemic, alright, so epidemic is smaller stage, pandemic is now a bigger sphere. While you're dealing with that, someone is still battling cancer. The biggest on that person's mind right now is cancer. Someone has battling TB. Someone has faced HIV. So we will have battles with sicknesses, diseases, and plagues. The issue is one shows up at any particular point in time. There was this scare of AIDS a number of years ago. AIDS is still alive, around. You just don't hear about it. Like we heard some years ago that almost every guy that had extra change had to go buy a clipper to go to the barber shop. Almost everybody was afraid of a needle. Everybody was afraid of a blade. Everybody was afraid of something that was just that scared of the HIV virus. And it will keep going on. Alright? It will keep happening. Then there was the Ebola. Many years ago, one response was measles. And it was scared the lots out of anybody that was scared. Because these things don't come friendly, they don't come smiling. So the question is, who told you this is the last? Seriously, man, who told you now there will be another one in another 4 years? Who told you there will be another one in another 10 years? Who told you? So what we're dealing with is not what we're dealing with. Listen, even when motivational or self-help materials people talk to you, you know, they say things like, it is not what confronts you that matters, but how you respond to it. So the issue is not what is coming, it's what's your response. How are you handling it? There'll be something tomorrow, trust me, or you don't have to trust me. You've been on earth too long to know that something is coming up soon. You've been alive to know. So what the believer needs to deal with is, what is my relationship? How well defined is my relationship with whatever it is that is? God forbid someday it's an airborne disease and there's nothing anybody feels about it. But for me, it's airborne. You can cover your nose, you can shut it. Nothing you can do, it's never. What does the believer do? We be hopeless like the rest of the world. I remember a story. It was Canadian, and then the story called that way. We was from the song for the story first. You know, it was during the First World War, and then Germany was raiding, you know, a whole lot of places that were bombing the UK, a whole lot. So they had these bunkers, these underground bunkers where everybody always stayed in. You know, this elderly woman, they didn't find her in the bunkers anymore, because once they noticed that the fighter jets are coming, they begin to sound loud sirens, everybody knows it's like, you know, the bombs are coming. You know. So they didn't see her for like about 2 weeks. So everybody assumed she couldn't make it, so she's dead. So the whole thing ended, people came out streets, and then they saw this elderly woman, they wondered, where were you? You know, we stopped coming to the bunker, so we thought you were dead. She said, I was reading through my Bible and I realized that what that keeps me doesn't sleep. So I had to tell myself, if he's keeping me, I can't keep myself. So I'm going to sit back here and tell myself nothing, no one will drop where I am. Now, imagine not sharing that with people. They would have said, you don't have wisdom. They would have said, your faith is careless. They would have said anything they want to say. But that was her faith expressed. She acted on it, and she said, it's becoming, everybody can share a testimony and say, that's one great woman of faith. So what reality, guys, it's the issue. I'm saying that not to, I'll still mention a few things about caution here. I'm saying that not to downplay what's going on globally. I'm saying that to wake the believer up. This is not the last thing, these kinds of things. This will never be the last one. Have you read through scripture before? There'll be wars, there'll be rumors of wars, there'll be earthquakes, there'll be plagues, and it is still not the end of days. It is already scripture. This is not the last. This isn't a business shut down already. Oh, now this is not the last. Read through the Bible. Jesus said, when you hear these things, you'll be, you know, even the very elect will be praying that the Son of God will come and catch them away. So now we could say directly what's going to be Jews about the destruction of Jerusalem. But there will be many things that will happen, because that is in the last days of imperious times, yeah? So where then is the fate of the elect? That's really our conversation. That should be our thought. In a few weeks, corona will disappear like sugar. Some will still deal with cancer. Somebody will still battle tuberculosis. Somebody will still deal with HIV. Some will still go to the hospital and they'll give you death sentence and say it's leukemia. You're still going to come back to this same, what does the word say? We're going to come back to it. We're going to come back to the word. So, question for me, for you, for everybody listening, everywhere here, and everybody listening, every preacher, everybody born again, what is my well-defined relationship with sickness? What is my well-defined relationship with disease? God forbid, it happens like it happened, you know, in China before they were able to sort themselves out. And then hospitals are packed out. Are you saying we church leaders don't check out our members? Like, seriously? You don't get to the church members' house and say, I cannot touch you. What then becomes of us? Hospitals are filled. Who's going to take care of them? And but if I take care of them, something will happen to me. Then it goes back to what is your defined, your own relationship with sickness. How well defined is it? How well defined? So the lady's in labor right now, and so we can't carry her into the car and say, let's carry her. What's our relationship with sickness and disease? That's all I'm saying. What's the relationship? And it's not faith. Listen, we all have the equal amount. So it's not faith. It's the amount of unbelief we keep allowing to contaminate it. Copeland said something many years ago. He said, fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Fear tolerated. Is faith contaminated? So my message is not about corona. If I ask how many people here in the last year, now more people, everybody listening, knows all that had cancer in the last 3 years. I'm sure all of them have had cancer. What a badly life on this mission. People are back their life and messages every single day. Every single day. Hope you know that. Babies are born sick. Many people cannot get married because of ASSS problem. Do you know how painful it is for many people? You meet a fine guy, you don't touch it for a while, go for marriage counseling. And then they say, sorry, you can't get married, you can't have your wife, your blood type doesn't go. You know how heartbreaking it is for me. So, I'm saying, once this wind of corona blows off, life continues and those facing things will face them. Issue there would be when you and I face the things, what will our faith level be? Because the just shall live by faith. Our wives go to the hospital for guys to give birth. And the doctor might say the baby is upside down, the baby is inside out, the baby. What we need faith at that time? That's what we do with corona. Not pandemic. But that means the power of God all the same. But let's say your wife has a 50-50 chance, even this cesarean operation might not work. Baby's almost gone. Water is out. Who face things every day? Every day, this noise will blow away soon. And you will come back as a believer to where and what is my relationship with sickness. And that's what I believe we should feed on. Because we can't not talk about our health this season. I feel it shouldn't be 100% of corona. And then God will begin to deal with health for a few weeks. That's all. But it's not settled in yet. And we need to keep feeding off every one of us. So that even him that takes his stance, should take heed, lest he falls. Come. happened to me, it happened to me.
No, I thought something many years ago.
Worst case scenario, travel far. Worst case, you have found positive. Worst case, they say you're positive. And when we did worst case years ago, we played with the killer ones like each other. That will be traveling in our minds to deal with. Because when you travel to the worst, that's the worst thing they can tell me now that's happened to me. Hepatitis A, B, C. What? They should. And travel there to kill kids. Then travel back. You find that it just neutralizes your fear of whatever happened to you. Because you've said, bring me your best shot. Show me the one you have. Scripture still deals with it. Corona will blow.
You know that.
You all know. You don't have to pray 10 weeks to know this thing. We'll blow it away. You don't have to pray 5 hours to know this one. We'll blow. But then one lady told she has a lot in her breast. One lady told that she has ovarian cancer. One guy is told he has anemia. Things happen every day. News doesn't just talk about it. And believers are dying to every day. What's our relationship with things? That's what it is. So that, listen, one day he stopped becoming Prophet Dollar said, you know, he had a, what was that thing? Something, yeah, cancer. Prostrate cancer. And then he locked himself up for 3 days, and then after the 3rd day, he went back to the hospital. Doc, check me out. And the doctor said, yeah, it will stop being Prophet Dollar said. You'll become, it's my turn to put the word to her. And I'm not saying corona, I'm saying this corona will blow away. Like again, we'll forget about it. But we'll still deal with the normal things that everybody did. You understand? My friend, so this maybe like the most solid introduction. Do the natural things you were told to do. And I'm saying that all of us listen. There's still caution in my notes. Do everything you're told to do, I beg you. Do what you need to do. However, how careful can you get? That's what I'm dealing with. Please get me. I wish you all could see me. I'm trying to say, okay, if I'm not in the picture, just follow. How careful can you get? And once again, my message is not corona. My message is everyday believer facing something. Every day, people fall off the stool and bring their hand down. People smoke. People. Every day, what's going on every day? So I want to be careful. Please be. But how careful can you get? Did Paul know that in Acts 28 he was stick his hand into a bush to pick sticks for fire and say he's Israel? He no. No. I don't know if anyone is getting me. Those are things that come on you suddenly. But because of what Paul understands, his response was shake the beast off into the fire. Because of an understanding. Because don't deny the fact that many believers are doing things. So it was Paul specially anointed. No. It was just preparation, revelation. Oh dear Jesus. Back in the days under the law, if a leprous person comes in contact with you, you're unclean. But Jesus touched the leper. It was a touch of life. Then the woman with your blood came and touched him. It was a contact of life. And he said, as the Father sent me, so send I you. What then is on our minds? What then is in our hearts? Once again, my topic is not
number of years ago, my wife and I had to pay someone to visit a church member. That's chicken pox. And then we got there and we hugged them.
You shouldn't even greet the person.
We hugged the person. I'm not asking you to do that. I'll be the first for you.
Right.
Romans 14, Paul said, you know, there are levels of faith. There's a strong faith, weak faith, everybody should understand. But while there might be strong faith, weak faith on matters of eating, we come back to idols, which day is more important, some have a day special, some say a day special. Health and healing, like you've always heard me say, borders on life.
Jesus clearly said, in this world, you will have tribulation.
It is like you can't do anything about it. But it didn't end with a sad note. He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome it. So the issue is not the tribulation. The issue is the victory. That's why, once again, I'm saying, I think we might be too myopic to deal with one thing and spend the whole of our preaching time on that one thing. When we have that one thing, before that one thing came, people were having sicknesses and issues. When this one thing is over, people are still going to have issues, needing medical attention and doctors will look people straight in the eye and say, I cannot help you. I mean, I know it, but one comes to my mind very well that the doctors told that infertility is your case. You cannot have a child. She's got an almost 1 year old baby now. It took her a few years. But they told her infertility, your case. Nothing is going to work. Don't try. Don't waste your money. It is it. Listen, no matter the death sentence, you have life. But if all we hear is death, and now someone who was infertile, and now someone who was infertile, and now someone who was infertile. Ah, there's nothing wrong. Hey, adoption is not a bad thing. By all means, I believe another believer should even consider adoption, whether you have children or not. Please, by all means, adopt people. Many of us will still have orphanages. Have homes for these kids. Whether I cannot take care of them, you bring them to us. Do you understand what I'm saying? But not out of Do you know how many women are crying every day on baby issues? You know how much of a prayer point it is? Invited Corona to their list. But the Corona will go and then they will remember again, I don't have a child. Then you'll see someone's child cross the road and the car is about to come. Now people have brain tumor right now. Right now. Corona will blow off. That brain tumor is still there. Right now. Breast cancer, lung cancer, bone cancer. Now people have those things right now. Right now. Corona will blow out. They'll face those things. So when my point is this, so I'm not just talking to the guy or woman or boy or girl who's going to think, let's be careful. No, I'm talking to the person who might be overjimming faith on because of one corona. Yeah, what I'm talking about. So I'm talking to all of us. Corona, hey, shout out. Corona, hey, shout out. You're overjimming. Corona will go. Then now, the just shall live by faith. So the biggest exercise of your faith should be that your children need your faith. Your children need your faith. Your spouses will need your faith. Your colleagues at work will need your faith. People still faint at that. What happened? Does it wake up? But my foundation is quite clear. It's beyond one issue. Beyond one pandemic. Prayers are out. Faith is out, right? And medical science is out. Everybody's out. So the government says it's a problem now. It's for everybody's good. Hope you understand all these things. I mean, we all saw what China had to do. And how to bring things down. Of course, people are saying that even in the beginning, China, they are reported, blah, blah, blah. But they are bragging on what they're saying. If lockdown is a way for a way to go, alright. The only issue is that everybody is working on something, shutting down. There is still a lot of work that is open. My point is just that when it's done, when it's over, what's left is you, your faith, sickness, and disease. Anybody gets it? So it's not really a compulsion. Is that it?
Bye.
I've quoted a number of things already. Let's just read Romans 14 from the first verse. So please, wherever you are, can open the Bible. So Romans 14 1 says, he that is weak in the faith receive you, but not to doubtful disputations, not to unnecessary arguments. So it says, one person believes you may eat all things, another person who is weak eat only herbs. Let not him that eats despise him that eat not, and let not him that eat not judge him that eats, for God receives everybody. For who are you to judge a man's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Yea, God holds him up and he is able to stand. One person esteems one day above another, another person esteems all days, every day is the same, there's no special day. Let every man be fully what? Persuaded in his own mind. He that regards the day regards it to the Lord. He that regards not the day to the Lord doesn't regard it. He that eats to the Lord, for he gives thanks. And he who does not eat to the Lord also, he doesn't eat and he also gives thanks. So none of us live to ourselves, none of us die.
And he
lives
to himself, none of us die to
himself. None of us live to himself, none of us die to himself. But whether we live to the Lord, whether we die, that the Lord, whether we live or we marry, therefore we belong to who? So it's not about how to relate, alright? And you know, there will be agreements, disagreements, agreements, 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 agreements. My approach has just always been balanced, alright? In the midst of caution, spread hope. Alright? You know, in the midst of it all, let there be hope, let there be clarity, let there be, I mean, I was reading after a particular actor who tested positive, and I liked, I liked how he seemed balanced. You know, was saying I tested positive, but I'm okay. I know she's not, I'm okay. You know, my wife hasn't done a test now, at that time, you know, she's done that now, but I'm okay. He kept on maintaining, I'm okay, oh, okay. And I felt, okay, he's giving what seems like a bad news, but he puts that, I'm okay, but we're okay. But this is my first session, I'll be updating you guys as things go on, but I'm okay. But he just came out and said, I'm positive, but I'm okay. It could be, I'm positive, everybody be careful. And then it spreads the fear, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, do the things you need to do. But anybody ever heard me talk about allergies here before? I've ever heard me say, you say you're asthmatic. But one day, God forbid, you're aware there's tear gas. Anybody ever heard that illustration? Because I've used it a lot of times. That's, so what I've been preaching is what I'm preaching now. I'm not changing the message. What I've been saying is what I'm saying. That as much as you avoid the smokes, avoid the tear gases, one day, God forbid, you are now where it is. Be ready. What is that? Just be ready. How do you become ready? When your guard of faith, your shield, is always on. We check our cars before we travel. My car's gone off the road more than once. Don't be there driving a lot. I'm assuming some funny things have happened to you on the highway. But my car's gone off the road more than once. Right? And it wasn't, I'm planning to go off the road now. Alright? I remember clearly January 27, 2006. And why do I remember? Because January 28 was the first ministry meeting we ever had. So I was on my way to Ife with confessions and printed with cassettes that messages were going to sell to people. I was driving to Ife and I passed Ibadan, passed that Mongo area facing Ife, and I went off my lane into the midsection, dividing the two. I go in, the person coming from Ife to Ibadan. Supernaturally, the car got to the edge, reversed by itself, got to my edge, went forward by itself, spun in the middle of all that place and packed. Villagers came out, they were shocked. They tried checking me, I'm okay. They said, I don't know if I'm okay or not. They said, I'm okay. And I drove to Ife, packed the car, and all four tires went flat. That for me just cleared supernaturally. Because if you know that little way, there were too many things that would have punctured all my tires and everything. Yeah, I should have done that. Even me, because I like speaking naturally. So how strong is our understanding of dwelling in a secret place? Myself, a pastor and a friend, who was even a pastor's wedding, or Pastor Edwin was a pastor, Pastor Lance's brother, you know, friend, were even coming from Lagos as pastor in Abuja. This interchange, this shalom interchange, turning off. I mean, I've been to Abuja. I found myself, like, then it did not turn on the road, it wasn't nice. I was this swampy thing in between go to Abuja and go to Shagam or go straight and not at the bridge. I entered that thing. But I had to tow it out. Buy 2 new tires that night. I could give you like maybe 3 more stories. Just go up the road. Sunday morning, you were not married, you came to see me in a lot of that, so she was already at church, you know, with Pastor Bola now, praying Pastor Dino, I mean, Pastor's wife. So they came to church together. I was coming to borrow a generator from someone for church. Put my neighbor's children in the car and tire, front tire, passenger side rolled out in front of me. And the car by itself moved till it hung at the edge of the cliff. That is touching me. Like I count things as car by itself went on the road. You know, I could count. I could tell you. Maybe like 3 more or 2 coming to my mind now as I'm coming to you. My break has filled up. I can say, I can tell you things, but I'm saying in all of it, you will still wake up and check your car, check your tire, check. But with all of it, someone has to be able to exercise that. We must be ready. How ready is ready? Faith. They don't understand it. Already heard the faith. Already heard the faith. Is anybody get this? You guys are involved in accidents. Things happen to Christians every single day. So the faith of the believer is do the needful. Jesus wasn't careless. The apostles were not. But yet again, there's a miraculous and a sign of who we are. Here are you right now, Pastor. But you've met a lot already. Alright, so I wish I could hear everybody texting for everybody. I say, yeah. First John 5:19. I'll just read quickly. 1 John 5:19 says, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. 1 John 5:19, we know we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I would like to read the Amplified version of John 16:33. John 16:33 Amplified. I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence in me. In the world, you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undoubted. For I have overcome the world. I like this last part. I have deprived it of its power to harm you. I have conquered it for you. Hallelujah. Allow me to read this one more time. John 16:33, Amplified. I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you have tribulation, and that's what's going on. You have trials and distress and frustration. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undoubted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of its power to harm you. And I have conquered it for you. Glory to God. So no matter what we face, Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers him out of every single one of them. Romans 5:12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, So death spread upon all men, for all have sinned. Verse 13, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin was not imputed when there was no law. 14 is something you need to see. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam until Moses, even over them that had sinned after the similitude of Adam's sin, who is a figure of him to come. He said, death reigned from Adam to Moses. I've taught you before that Moses came with an umbrella. 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 Moses came. Oh, glory to God. Moses came with an umbrella. Listen, the children of God have a level of exemption that the world is yet to understand. How many remember the 10 plagues in Egypt? So right when God told Moses to go tell Pharaoh to let his people go, there were plagues in Egypt. But there are some verses there that I would like to pick from Exodus. You know, that show you the exemption of the children of God under Moses. Under Moses. Exodus chapter 8, verse 20 to 23. Exodus 8, 20 to 23. And the Lord said to Moses, Exodus 8, 20 to 23. And the Lord said to Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he comes forth to the water and say to him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me. Else, if you will not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon you and upon your servants and upon your people into their houses. And the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereof they are. I love verse 22. God said, and I will sever in that day. Oh, glory to God. And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end that thou mayest know that I am the Lord, enemies of the earth. And I will put a division between the people that are mine and the people that are not mine. Tomorrow you will see the sign. The land of Egypt, God says, Goshen, I cut it out of your mouth. So whatever happens in Egypt cannot happen in Goshen. What was going on in Goshen? God's people were saying that. God says, whatever hits Egypt cannot touch Goshen. That you will see from tomorrow. And this one. Chapter 9, verse 22 to 26. Chapter 9, 22 to 26. And the Lord said unto Moses, strike forth your hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man, upon beast, and on every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven. And the Lord sent thunder and hail, and fire ran along. Would anybody stay in Lagos if this happened? Are you getting more worried? Thunder and hail and fire ran along the ground. And the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with the hail. Very curious. Such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout the land of Egypt all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail smote every herb of the field and break every tree in the field. Verse 26, only in the land of Goshen where the children of Israel were, there was no hail. Isn't that exciting? Same geographical location, some exempted, some not. Under Moses, not Christ. Under Moses, not Christ. Chapter 10, 21 to 23. Chapter 10, 21 to 23. And the Lord said to Moses, stretch forth your hand toward heaven, that there will be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. How do you feel darkness? It becomes so real, it can touch it. Darkness that can be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was thick darkness in all the land for 3 days. Imagine all of Nigeria black for 3 days. You know what we say when there's a casting out, we don't understand what we're saying. None of these things are happening to us. You're not in the U.S. where there's thunderstorm. Listen, the proof and the test of the shouts and the screamings and is that I remember Jesse Massey lives in Louisiana. And I think it was one hurricane or something that hit Louisiana a number of years ago. Every house on Jesse Massey Street was affected. Jesse's house was still standing. Every single house. Every house was affected. Jesse's house was standing. one of my friends, the street of their church, God wants the house before, skip the church, once on top of the fence of the church to the next one. Church, not church. House caught fire, fence at the back caught fire. Next house after that catches it. I'd explain that. Life will always come. Listen, affliction arises for the sake of the world. It's not corona, it's affliction. Get where I think the focus should be. Because if everything that you're taking your confessions, please, is fine, keep at it. Wherever you are listening to, please keep at it. I'm saying, but corona should not be the one inspiring your confession. Tell you what, corona is over. No more confession till the doctor gives more bad news. These things are not to stay. That's why God now told the Israelites. I was interested in it. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was thick darkness in all the land for 3 days, and they saw not one another. They couldn't see anybody. Neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. While there was darkness in Egypt, there was a light in Goshen. Same place, different experience. And then some say, be careful, all these preachers will tell you walk by faith. No preacher is telling you walk by faith. God already has told you in his word. So don't listen to any preacher. Listen to God's word. Listen to God's word. Everybody has a Bible, or should have access to one. Listen to God's word for yourself. John 5:24. John 5:24. If I remember correctly, I might have this a little bit mixed up, but if I remember correctly, what America did to Hiroshima was gas, right? Nuclear, gas, just form atomic. So any believer there, would anybody have survived? Would some next one work? I was in a couple of meetings some time ago, and I was talking about a particular soldier. I said, this man has gone to XYZ number of battles, no bullets ever. Not one ever. I mean, a number of you know, or I know you're two now. They sent him on his team to San Misa for a second, he lost one. And it seems some of these will mess you up. To mess up your testimony, all your noise. And he came back with all his men intact. Not one casualty. And these people stepped on IEDs. I mean, IEDs, right? Listen, Samisa is real. But whatever you have, you just smile. Samisa is real. People are there. Soldiers are there. But there are those coming back without a scratch. Is God unfair? Is God partial? Is God different? But there's no difference in Jew and Greek. He's the same Lord over all. And he's rich unto all that call upon his name. Romans chapter 10, verse 12. He's rich unto all that call upon his name.
John 5:24, he that hears my word and believes on me, who's life shall not come into condemnation, but he has passed out of death into life. The world we live in. So there is the world of death. Then there is a world of life. He that hears my word and believes on him who sent me has eternal life, will not come into condemnation. He has passed out of this world of death. He has entered into the world of life. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. This is God's word to us. 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 Say, this is God's word to me. You can say, this is God's word to me. I have the Spirit, the same Spirit that raised up Jesus. I have the same Spirit living in me, the Spirit of life, the Spirit of light, the Spirit of resurrection. He lives in me. Therefore, all names, play around the worst cases. Therefore, I'm free. I'm going to have to be a world. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I declare that my immunity is super high. Because the law of life is in me. Because the Spirit of life is in me. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Open the verses if you want to or need to. Read them again. The law, Romans 8 2, of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. I'm free from the law of sin and death. I'm free from the law of sin and death. I'm free from the law of sin and death. I'm free. If by living in Goshen they felt protected, how much more if any man be in Christ? I'm in Christ. I'm kept in the secret place of the Most High. I'm free from tuberculosis. I'm free from hepatitis, any level of it. I'm free from HIV, any class of it. I'm free. I'm free from blindness. I'm free from aches. He took my infirmities. He carried away my own sicknesses. I declare that I'm free. Corona will come, Corona will go. I still remain free. I'm free. I call myself free. I am free in my head. I'm free in my back. I'm free in my limbs. I'm free in my legs. I'm free from sickness. I'm free. Free from disease. Free from pains and hurts. I'm free. I'm free from ulcer. I'm free. I'm free from chest pains. I'm free from burning sensation in my heart. I'm free from asthma. I'm free from the law of life has made me free. He that the Son has set free is free. I'm the one the Son has set free. I'm in Christ. I'm in my liberty in Christ. I'm in my liberty. I'm in my liberty. I'm free. Oh, I'm free. I'm free. Come on, wherever you are, talk to yourself. Look into the word and assure yourself. Speak to yourself all over again. I'm free. I'm free from sickness. I'm free from disease. I'm free from hurts. I'm free from pain. I'm free. Glory to God. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Glory to God. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free, for I've passed out of death into life. I've passed out of death into life. I've passed out of death into life. I've passed out of sickness and disease into health. I've passed out of lack into poverty. I've passed out. I've passed out of foolishness into wisdom. I've passed out. Glory to God. I've passed out. 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 I passed out with my shield of faith. I quench every fiery dart. Corona is just one of them. I quench fiery darts. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. I do not fear HIV. I do not fear AIDS. I do not fear asthma, ulcer, teeth. I fear nothing because I'm free. Because I'm free. Christ has made me 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 free. Don't worry about it. I'm free. I'm the one the Lord has set free. I'm the one the Lord has set free. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Jesus said, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life. He will not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. If you're hearing me wherever you are, maybe there's even a fear. What if I'm positive? The same faith applies. Because the same thing we used to say about you doing different HIV tests, even if they come and tell you you're positive, HIV is the same thing, applies. This now shouldn't be what wrongs your faith. The same faith applies. The same faith applies to HIV. The same faith applies to hepatitis B. Once you're positive, it's not a death sentence. Because there is therefore now no condemnation. And I'm talking about condemnation is a death sentence. It's not just feeling bad. There's no condemnation to us that are in Christ. There's no condemnation. 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 There's no death sentence. No matter what the doctor tells you, no matter what ailment, what symptom, what sickness. Oh, I'm so sorry, this is your cough, it's, you know, it's TB. It's not a death sentence. Christ took it all. Took away your infirmities, carried away your sicknesses. Christ took it all. Christ took it all. Christ took it all. You are the healed of the Lord. You are not a sick trying to be healed. You are the healed that they take in your crown. That they take in your crown. You fight the good fight of faith. You lay hold on eternal life. You fight the fight of faith. You fight the fight of faith. The same way we've taught you over the years that you can use your medicine as use your faith at the same time. You can be using what the same word right now. Sanitizer and be speaking word. Because your faith is not in them. They can faith, they can come up to you and say, ah, it's not working again, no. Are we in trouble? In this world, you have tribulation, but be a good chair. Be a good chair. Be a good chair. Be a good chair. It's part of the fear that has driven people to go to overdose of things. It's part of fear that allows people to panic buying. Fear that. But says fear has a torment. But perfect love casts out fear. Do you know that God loves you? Settling in that, he deals with fear. I'm the one he loves. I'm the product of his love. I'm kept by his love. I'm rejuvenated by his love. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Edify yourself with God's word. Edify yourself with God's word. I refuse to be afraid. I refuse to fear. Speak the word. Talk the word to yourself. I'm healed. From the top of my head to the very tip of my toes. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I declare myself. I call myself what the word calls me. The one that has been healed. I'm healed of the Lord. I'm blessed of the Lord. I'm healed of the Lord. I'm blessed of the Lord. I'm healed of the Lord. I'm blessed of the Lord. I'm healed of the Lord. I'm blessed of the Lord. Glory to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to Jesus Christ. Learn to do your faith in Thanksgiving. So go ahead and just practice that a little bit. In Thanksgiving. Sometimes faith and confession on its own, if you're not careful, is then it seems like I can work. Then, oh, go, Father, thank you because I'm healed. Thanksgiving has a way of making it sound like you know you have it already. Because you have it already. Glory to God. Go ahead. Thank you. Thank you. I have eternal life. 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 Oh, glory to God. I have eternal life. I have eternal life. I'm the one the Son has set free. I'm free in you. I'm free from anything hell can throw at me. I'm free from anything hell wants to swing. I will travel down the case. I'll travel down the road of worst case scenario. I will check everything the devil has in the shop. And I'll look at it and say, Christ, I did not even one of this. Well, what else are you going to scare me with, devil? Ha ha ha. What else? I'll check your things you have. I've seen all the names. In fact, Job 28 makes it easy for me. It says every disease I don't even mention here. So tell me who the one that will mention here. Christ has gone ahead of you and helped it for me. Bring the new name. Christ has taken care of it for me. Isn't that what the word said? Isn't that what we have always preached?
So,
what we didn't know Ebola, what we didn't know Corona, we didn't know Zika, we didn't know anything. We've always said Christ took everything. That will be our confession forever. Because that's the word forever. Heaven and earth will pass away, but one jot of his word will not go unfulfilled. He said, you were healed. He said, he took your infirmities. Nothing changes that. Oh, but I tested positive for lung cancer. Nothing changes that. Oh, but I tested positive for whatever name. Nothing changes that. Nothing changes the word that we have received. Nothing, guys. Nothing changes the word that we have received. Maybe there's a lady listening to me, and you're feeling it hanging along somewhere. Nothing changes the revelation of the word of God. Telling you that, listen, Jesus took that lump away. He carried away that sickness. Don't listen when they tell you, oh, but your auntie had it. Oh, but your grandma had it. Even your mom had to have surgery before you were born. Or even this and even that. Thank God for those things. But listen, those things will neutralize your faith. Sometimes you need to learn when to shut up news. Whether grapevine talk. Sometimes when that TV, shut it out. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. You don't know now why it's weakening your faith, but you were opening the door to it. Jesus said, Be careful what you hear. Be careful what you hear. If you hear people that say, this is Sam 91 that helped you. Sam 91 was written before we were born. So what on the earth can shake Sam 91? What on earth can shake Sam 23? What? And they tell me, even the first guy called, they said he goes to church. They that know their God. So you know God.
Iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes
No, but my needs, you know what I'm talking about, is the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He will give life to one another. How don't you think that affects your needs? Colossians 4:27, Christ in you. Christ in you. Christ in you. Christ in you. The life of God in you. 1 John 4:4, greater is he. What in you is bigger than what I need in your joy. So whether it's a lack disease that in the world, whether it's a demonic thing that's spread over the world, whether it's one carelessness of one people or some who are trying to spoil China's economy, whatever they've done, greater is he that is in you, bigger than all the things that are whatever out there. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Lift your hands and give praise. I believe we'll be blessed wherever you've been this morning, wherever you still are. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Lift your hands, give him praise. 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 Lift your hands and give him praise. Lift your hands, give him praise. Lift your hands, give him praise. Lift your hands, give him praise. You know that's the ones that lay hands on the same. So in this season, our hands will still be useful. Yes or no? Our hands will still be useful. You lay hands on the same. So Bible says you will use your hands. So I say, look at you say, well, there's a time for me to use my hand. There's a time for me to use my hand. There's a time for me to use my hand. Sanitizer cannot sanitize your mind. Do you understand what I'm saying? Get that one. Do what you need to do. Do the needful. It's alright. But you need to lay hands on the same when you have to. Because most of the time, you will speak the word, but you lay the hand too. You do what you gotta do. 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 Lay hands on you. I never lay hands on someone's hand. It is not a shame. But you are still laying hands. Wherever you are laying hands, so lay hands on somebody. So, if you have to. Alright? But you know, like I'm not an influence of the Spirit. If you have to lay hands on sick and be recovered, it needs the recovery power. It's responsible.
Yes, sir.
And whatever makes any recovery, you have it. So even if you are the people that being sick, that has hands being laid on you, you are still the one that can also lay hands on someone else. You need to recover your needs and set you. The power to recover is inside of us. So what do you need to do in this moment as we close? Fight the good fight of faith. Labor on the time. You know what it is to labor on something? It's aggression, it's wounded. Or you beat it with your teeth and say, I'm not letting this go. But my advice once again, Corona will blow away. Many believers oftentimes have been careless with their health. Very many believers. Very many believers have been careless with their health. Careless. One thing this season teaches us is something really that we talk about that doesn't matter. So companies can shut down. Those that will not give their staff leave for 1 week. So now they can tell everybody go home. So that means you survive. That means some things really that you want to die for, you don't have to. So this should be a moment for rethink for everybody. They now say go back to your family. That means the original group that was important in your life is the group that you're going to be with now. Don't you see the point? The group that was important to you all your life, your family. And once I was there when you were born, you were there when you were wedding, you were there when you died. Family. Family, even when you're not there, everything is still family. Hope you know that. So now say go home. Go home. Shut down work, shut down everything, go home. So that means whatever I thought I couldn't do without, this just shows me it can be shut down. Blessing for everybody. Blessing for everybody. So come out of this stronger. Come out of this better as a believer and as a person. Come out better. Come out better. Come out better. Come out better, please. Alright? And tell yourself, this might just not be the worst. Some years from now, another thing they will say. One they said it's wrath, another they said it's whatever they will say. What if you say just the end? Don't breathe. But you do. Maybe that's what you need to remember, that I will take any deadly thing. They won't hurt. All these verses will be quoted from where children in faith. They're useful. They're useful. They're useful. Glory to God. I believe that we've been impacted this morning. So, more information will be given, but like I said, I have been thinking things since early in the morning to pour out God's words for us daily. Before the end of the day, I'll think through when and what time and how we should go. So, I just maybe do a script about the broadcast.
share the things and everybody gets it. Because we need a lot of work in the midst of the balance. Is that right? So, we have the life of God. Alright? We have the life of God. Praise God.
There's this very important announcement, all right, for every branch, as you all see. If you need anything this spirit, anything, whether it be food, whether it be water, this period, we'd like you to reach out to the leaders in the different branches. Something will be done about it this period, alright? So please have faith. Alright, we're all going to have faith together this season. Amen. Alright, let's try to have faith right here and where you are. We're just strong enough to say this. Glory to God. Glory to God. Help me. Look at someone and say, you are preserved. You are preserved. You are exempted. You are exempted. You are preserved. You are exempted. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, refuse to fear. Refuse to fear. Fear is not in your spirit. So refuse to fear. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Enjoy His grace this season.